This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته Today inshallah we will open a door to the Jannah. We know the very famous hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Idha dakhala shahru Ramadan," when the month of Ramadan comes upon us and enters our lives, "Futihat abwaabul jannah," the doors of Jannah open. Some other hadith say, "Futihat abwaabul sama," that the doors of the sama opens, door of the heaven of the heavens open. وَغُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ And the doors of Jahannam are shut closed, completely closed. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ And the shayateen, the shaitans, they are all chained. They are chained. So we will concentrate, inshallah, on the opening of the doors of Jannah in the month of Ramadan. Because after all, that is the objective of life. Not only of Ramadan. The objective of a Muslim's life is eventually to gain entry to the eternal place of happiness called Jannah. And the Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us in the Quran on many occasions, descriptively and also pointing to the all-embracing happiness that Jannah can provide for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 107 and 108, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Verily, those people who have iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and those people who do good, كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا. Their abode in the Akhirah will be the Jannah al-Firdaus. خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will be in there forever. لا يبغون عنها حولا, and they would not want to change that place that they're in, the Jannah, for any other place. Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ويسمع أهل الجنة بعد دخولهم الجنة النداء الرباني الحبيب Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says when the inhabitants of Jannah will enter Jannah a voice will call out the following announcement what is the announcement إن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تستخبوا أبدا the voice says yeah you will be healthy Yeah, you will never become ill. This is a place of health. No more diabetes, no more high blood, no more pains and aches, no more old age. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحَيُّوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبْدًا This is a place of life. In death, there will be no death. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا يَهْرَمُوا أَبْدًا This is a place of eternal youth. Nobody will get old in this place. فَلَا تَيْأَسُوا أَبْدًا And in this place, there will only be na'im and there will be no, there will only be enjoyment and there will be no disappointment. There will be no sadness. فَذَلِقْ قَوْلُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ And this is encapsulated in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah says, وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it will be called out, This is the Jannah. This is your Jannah. Tilkum. This is your Jannah. Urithtumuha bima kuntum ta'malun. which you have inherited, this is your inheritance, for your good deeds that you have done on the dunya. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في الحديث القدسي الله سبحانه وتعالى says in حديث قدسي أعدت لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Allah himself describes the Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have prepared li'ibadi. Look how Allah addresses us. My ibad. I have prepared for my ibad. What does Allah prepare for us? As-salihin, the good ibad. Ma la aynun ra'at. That which no eye has ever seen. Wala udhunun sami'at. And no ear has ever heard such sounds as the sounds of the Jannah. وَلَا خَطَرْ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And no human being has ever thought that anything like Jannah could exist. SubhanAllah. So it's a completely new experience. There's nothing there that we've seen, and we've seen the beauty of the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't compare. فَقْرَأُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, read if you wish. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and no person knows, no individual knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hidden for him or her in the Jannah. Like the children say, no, we want a surprise, because give us a surprise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you don't know the joy that I've prepared for you as a reward for what you used to do in the dunya. You don't know. You have no idea. SubhanAllah. You can just imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. And Allah says, فَمَنْ زُخْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. And those who have been saved from the fire of Jahannam, verily, and they've entered Jannah, verily, that is the ultimate success. They have succeeded, Allah says. فَقَدْ فَازَ. They have succeeded. وعن أنس ابن مالك, these are just preliminary, introductory statements that I'm making before I come to the main topic. Anas ibn Malik says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتَى بَابَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will approach the door of Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. فَاسْتَفْتِحْ. And I will ask for the door to be opened. And فَيَقُولُ الْخَازِنُ, and the person who is the door person at the Jannah, the doorman at the Jannah, Ridwan as we know him, the angel, he will say to the Prophet ﷺ from inside, مَنْ أَنْتَ? Who are you? And Nabi ﷺ say, Muhammad ﷺ. فَيَقُولُ, and he will say, بِكَ أُمِرْتُ لَا أَفْتَحْ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَكَ. I have been commanded to only open this gate for no one else before you, except for you. So the Nabi ﷺ will be the first Nabi of the 124,000 Anbiya that Allah sent to the dunya. He was the last one, he will enter first. Look at this honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the honor, of course, that Allah has bestowed on us, the ummah of his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Ibn Abbas says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will be the first to enter. And then, فَيَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ, and after I have entered, who will enter with me? With me will be فُقَرَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the poorest of the poor believers. They will enter with me into Jannah. SubhanAllah. وَأَوَّلْ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ بَعْدَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the first person of this ummah who will enter Jannah after the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم will be Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه. Look at the status of Abu Bakr, SubhanAllah. Remember, we haven't heard the names of any of the other Anbiya yet. Yet the poor of the Ummah Muhammad will enter. And who will enter? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He will be the second one to enter the Messiah. So he'll enter before Musa and Isa and Harun and Ibrahim. How could we ignore what these people have done for us? How could we ignore what they say? How could we ignore the sunnah which they followed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The main item of today's khutbah, of today's talk rather, is the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken out from Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed him to enter Jannah. And this is known in the books of hadith as Bab Akhir Ahli Nari Khuruja, the last person who will leave Jahannam. SubhanAllah. The last person who will leave Jahannam. I mean, this is the person who probably committed the most sins. This is the person who, as the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the hadith by Anas ibn Malik, that everybody who said La ilaha illallah will enter Jannah. Even though in his heart there was only a barley seed of Iman. Then the next person who will enter Jannah, of the persons who will enter Jannah, is the person who said La ilaha illallah. And there's only a grain of wheat of Iman in his heart. And then also the person who said La ilaha illallah and it is in his heart an atom of goodness that he did in the dunya. So as long as you had believed that there is no one and you made no shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had submitted to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will enter, eventually will enter Jannah. This is the last man. And this hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim and by Imam Bukhari. So it's a hadith accepted by all the scholars of hadith and accepted by all the Muslimin. This is an amazing story. It's probably one of the most amazing stories expressing the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expressing the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for everyone, every Muslim, no matter what his condition is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves every single Muslim. This story will illustrate and will confirm that love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. It is a story beautifully narrated, full of beauty. It is based on, as I said, it is based on the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It involves a conversation that takes place between the abd, the servant of Allah, with himself. And this abd was not an honored abd in the dunya. He was the smallest abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most sinful abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was small, he was sinful, most sinful. We probably meet people like this and say, oh, how, that person will never enter Jannah, subhanAllah. We can never say that. We don't know. Wal ajib. And the amazing part is that this man is the last man that Allah will look at before he enters Jannah. Allah will look at him. And he will look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this conversation that will take place between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows in this conversation his generosity and his kindness even in that situation where Allah has the power to punish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish. Fa'an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, I'm going to combine the hadith by Bukhari and by Muslim to get a full picture of what transpired on that day or that time. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them one day, Inni la'a'lam akhira ahli al-nari khurujan minha. I know the last person of the people of Jahannam who will leave Jahannam. And I know akhir ahli jannah dukhula. And I know the last person will enter Jannah. Rajulun yakhruju minan nari habwan. A man will come, he will come out of Jahannam crawling, stumbling. Imam Muslim saw yamshi marra, he will walk and he will stumble. And as he comes out of the Jahannam will scorch him. He'll be scorched by the fire of Jahannam. He will stumble and he will come out. Eventually, he will be outside of Jahannam. فَإِذَا مَا جَاوَزَ إِلْتَفَتْ إِلَيْهَا. And when he's just out of Jahannam, you will look at Jahannam. فَقَالْ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَجَّانِ مِنْكَ. And the first thing he will say is, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has saved me from you. لَقَدْ أَعْطَانِي اللَّهُ شَيْئًا مَا أَعْطَاهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. And he will say, verily Allah has given me a thing, something which he hasn't given to anyone of the first people and of the last people. I'm the only one who has got this honor to be the last person whom Allah says from Jannah. And as he's lying there and he's recovering from his ordeal in the Jahannam, فَتُرْفَعَ عَلَهُ سَجْرًا. In the distance, a tree appears in front of him. فَيَقُولُ, and he says, يَا رَبِّ أَدِّينِي مِنْ هَذِي شَجَرَةٍ فَأَسْتَظِلْ بِظِلِّهَا. He said, يَا رَبِّ, oh my Lord, please take me nearer to this tree so that I may enjoy the shade of the tree. So I may rest in the shade of that tree. وَأَشْرَبْ مِنْ مَائِهَا. And so that I may drink whatever water is under that tree. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And Allah, listen to how the conversation goes. He's looking at Allah, Allah's looking at him. And Allah says to him, يَبْنِ Adam, O son of Adam, لَعَلِّ إِنْ أَعْطَيْتُكُهَا سَأَلَتْنِي غَيْرَهَا. Allah says to him, you know what? What if I give you what you're asking for now? And then later on, you're going to ask me for something else. And he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La, Ya Rabbi. He says, Oh Allah, oh my Lord, وَيُعَيْدُهُ أَنْ لَا يَسْأَلَهُ غَيْرَهَا. And he makes a pact with Allah. He promises Allah. He says, Oh Allah, I promise you I will not ask you for anything else. Just to be under that tree. قَالَ وَرَبُّ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَعْذِرُهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in to him, لِأَنَّهُ يَرَى مَا لَا صَبْرَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah says, all right. Because Allah can see that he's got no patience. He has no patience for the fact that he's just come out of the Jahannam. He has patience with that. That's man. فَيُدْنِيهِ مِنْهَا. So he goes closer to the tree, sits under the tree. فَيَسْتَظِلْ بِظِلِّهَا وَيَشْرَبْ مِنْ مَائِهَا. He enjoys the shade, he enjoys the water. وَتُرْفَعَ لَهُ شَجَرَةٌ يَا أَحْسَن مِنَ الْأَهُوَلِ. Then in the distance he sees another tree more beautiful than this tree that he's sitting under. فَيَقُولْ أَيْ رَبْ. Oh my Lord, please, can I go to that tree? Can I go and sit a little bit under that tree? أَسْتَظِلْ بِذِلِّهَا. And I promise you now, لا أسألك غيرها. So I will not ask you for anything more. يا ابن آدم, and Allah says to him, O son of man, did you not make a promise to me just now? You made a promise to me? فيقول. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, I know. Perhaps when you are under that tree, when I take you close to that tree and you sit under that tree, aren't you going to ask me for something else? This is the conversation. This is between the Rabbul Alameen and just a plain ordinary servant. He says, I promise. And then Allah Ta'ala takes him near to that tree. And Allah knows, Allah sees in him, he's got no patience. He just wants more and more and more. He goes and he sits under the tree, drinks from the water. ثُمَّ تُرْفَعَ لَهُ شَجَرَةً عِنْدَ بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. As he's sitting there, he sees the door of the Jannah. And he sees a tree in front of the door of the Jannah. وَيَا أَحْسَنْ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And this tree is much more beautiful than the two trees you already promised Allah that he wasn't going to ask again for anything more than that. So he asks. He asks, can I go to that tree, Ya Rab? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at him. Allah says, you made a promise. What if now? He says, so he says to Allah, Ya Rabbi hadihi, la as'aluka ghayra. This is it, he says. Says to Allah, okay, this is it. This is it, hadihi. This is the last tree that I'm going to sit under. I'm not going to ask you for anything more than this. Allah excuses him because Allah sees that he hasn't got patience. And Allah says to him, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, ma yasrini minka. Does this mean now that all other questions will be cut? You will not ask anymore? What if I offer you something? أَيُرْضِيكَ أَنْ أُعْطِيَكَ الدُّنْيَا وَمِثْلَ مَعَهَا. Allah says to him, what if I offer you? Will you be happy if I offer you In fact, the hadith goes like this in Surah in Bukhari. Now I want to add what Bukhari says, what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, go into Jannah, enter Jannah. إِذَا فَدْخُلْ الْجَنَّةِ. So he goes. And he goes inside, فَيَرَجَعْ, and he comes out again. And he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, وَجَدْتُهَا مَلْآ. I was inside, but it's full, it's a house full. There's no place for me. Allah says to him, إِذَّا فَدْخُلْ, go again. And Allah says to him, what will you say if I tell you, فَإِنَّ لَكَ مِثْلَ الدُّنْيَا وَعَشَرْ أَمْثَالِهَا. That the Jannah, your sides of Jannah, which I have prepared for you, is equal to 10 times the size of the dunya. Unimaginable. This is the smallest slave of Allah, the last person in the Jannah. His Jannah will be 10 times the size of the dunya. So what does he say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at the relationship now that he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we think as good Muslims on this dunya, we can't have an open and good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very close, very intimate relationship. Because the next statement he makes is a statement of a person to a friend who's a very intimate friend, who's a well-known friend. What does he say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَتَسْتَهْزِي مِنِّي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He says, are you playing the fool with me? Are you making fun of me? And you are the Lord of the universe. Alameen, Rabbul Alameen. You are Rabbul Alameen. You're making fun of me, telling me that my Jannah will be equal to 10 times the size of the dunya. Me, this great sinner, that has just been in the Jahannam. SubhanAllah. Look at the karam of Allah. Look at the fadl of Allah. Look at the compassion of Allah. SubhanAllah. Fadahika ibn Mas'ud. When Ibn Mas'ud related this, that the Prophet said, Allah, he said to Allah, "Are you making fool of me, Ya Rab?" Dahika ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud smiled. So Ibn Mas'ud said to the people that he related this hadith to, he said to them, "Ala tas'aluni mimma adhak?" Aren't you going to ask me why I'm smiling? فَقَالُوا مِمَّا تَضْحَكُ. So they asked him, "So okay, why are you smiling? You suddenly smile?" قال هكذا ضحك الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, this is how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled when he said this sentence or this question that the man asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we said, "Ya رسول الله, why are you smiling?" When the Prophet related this, we said to him, like I said to you, you must ask me, why don't you ask me why I'm smiling? Prophet said, why don't you ask me why I'm smiling? You ask me why I'm smiling? Ask me why I'm smiling. قَالَ مِنْ ضَحِكْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ حِينَ قَالَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ibn Mas'ud said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, "I am smiling because when Allah said these words, Allah smiled." When Allah said these words, Allah smiled. What are the words? أتستهزي مني وأنت رب وأنت رب العالم. Ya Allah, it's just a joke. It can't be serious. But you are the Lord of the universe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered him and said to him, إني لا أستهزي منك. I am not playing the fool with you. وَلَكِنِّي عَلَى مَا أَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. But I am capable of everything. Whatever I want, whatever I do, I am able to do everything that I want. If I want to give you, Allah said to him, if I want to give you a Jannah 10 times the size of the dunya, then I'm qadir. I'm capable and able to do it. So we hear in this particular hadith, there are many hadith that speaks about the smile of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say and we admit that we don't know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiles. We have understanding of smile, which is to, like it says in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled until they could see his back teeth. Such a broad smile that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. So we don't know. We only know that in our language, human language, smiling means something nice and something good. I want to give you at least one or two more examples of when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiled. يَدْحَقْ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِلَى رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتُلْ أَحَدُهُمَا الْآخَرَ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْقَاتِلِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiled when two men, one killed the other one. Two men fought, one man killed the other one. Allah smiled on both of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the one, the killer, Allah forgave him, the qatil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired the other one to become a Muslim. And the one who became a Muslim, he became shaheed. He fought jihad and he became shaheed. SubhanAllah. Allah smiled on both of them. This hadith can be found in a kitab called Al-Lu'lu wa al-Marjan فيما اتفق عليها الشيخان. It's a beautiful book. It is called Al-Lu'lu wal-Marjan, Pearls and Jewels. And it contains all the ahadith upon which both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim agreed. This is one of the, so this is the strongest representation of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it can be found in Bukhari and in number 1238. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed them أن الله ضحك من صنيع فلان وفلانة لما آثر الضعيف فقدم له طعام أطفالهم وباتهما وأولادهما جائعين. Abu Huraira says that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed them that Allah smiled at the act of a husband and a wife when they preferred their guest over themselves and their children, and the food of themselves and their children they gave to the guest. Allah smiled. SubhanAllah. This is also narrated by Imam Al-Bukhari, Hadith 3798. The number of hadith that explains it. Some hadith explains more, some hadith explains less. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, the student of Ibn Taymiyyah, he explains this kind of smile of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book Madarij As-Salikin, second volume, page 212. He says, he clarifies the smile of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, his smile is always a sign of happiness. It's a sign of love and a sign of being pleased. So when Allah smiles at you, or Allah smiles with you, like Allah smiled with a man who just came out of Jannah, what is the reward of a smile? Into paradise, no matter who you are, no matter how small you are. Just a smile. Smile can change the world, we know that. And the reason that Allah smiled on these people was that they did things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved. They worshipped in a manner, and everything in the worship, giving sadaqah is worship. Smiling is sadaqah, it's worship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give charity, smile with your brother Muslim. They did what was, they committed themselves to jihad fi sabilillah, an act which Allah loves. Some of them gave a lot of charity. Some people just smiled. They always have a smile on their face. And they die, subhanAllah, with a smile on their face. And Ibn Qayyim gives an example of sadaqah. And we know that we've heard of the hadith of the seven people who will be in the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day there will be no shade except only the shade provided by the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last person the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in that hadith is رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينَ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the seventh person will be in the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the person who makes charity, who gives something in charity to someone. So that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand has done. I would zero per people know. Only Allah knows. Nobody in this dunya, not even a hand, his hand knows what his right hand has given. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And Ibn Qayyim gives a beautiful example. He says, a group of friends walk in the road. A beggar comes to them and asks them for something. And nobody gives him anything. But there is one person in the group who lags behind the group. He lags behind and he takes something surreptitiously out of his pocket, without him knowing even know what he takes out of his pocket, and he gives it in the hand of the beggar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who sees him. And it is a act. He is giving that man like that as an act of love, an act of respect, an act of honor for him, honoring that person. And when Allah smiles at him, Allah honors him and respects him and rewards him with a jannah. So let us do those things in Ramadan so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may smile at us and bless us and keep us safe and keep us focused in the month of Ramadan. And most important of all, may Allah always answer our prayer of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, that we should always be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Because I can assure you that those actions which Allah loved the most are the actions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Because they were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive this Quran from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to give it so that eventually we received it from Allah via Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, via the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brothers and my sisters, in the month of Ramadan, let us cultivate a love for the Quran. And how do we cultivate a love for the Quran? By trying to understand what we read in the Quran. This Quran for the Sahaba was not only a book of barakah, but it was more so a book of tadabbur. Not only a book of getting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was a book in which they immersed their minds to understand what is our Lord saying to us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give, inshallah, this month of Ramadan, the aim and objective will not be to finish the Quran. If you do it, mashallah, you get 10 rewards for every letter. But how many reward will you get for every letter if you understand it? SubhanAllah. With understanding. That is reading just without understanding. And it is the understanding which is the fard of the Quran. Because understanding means that you are learning, you're gaining knowledge from the Quran. Talabul ilmi farida. And it is the seeking of knowledge which is important. Have this intention, my dear brothers, make this intention, that I will try and understand what I read. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the understanding. Remember, understanding of anything comes only from Allah. Many people will read a verse and they will have a different understanding from what you have. Or they will have no understanding at all. But suddenly when you read, you will see, subhanAllah, is this actually what it means? And where does that come from? As long as it is in line with the Quran and in line with the Sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will smile at you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, inshallah, that the doors of heaven and the doors of the Jannah remain open for us, inshallah, until we reach the door of the Jannah. And on Sunday, inshallah, I will use part of the same hadith, because there is something in this hadith that always struck me as being amazing. And that is, how big is the Jannah if this man's Jannah is equal to 10 times the size of the dunya? That has always intrigued me. And on Sunday, inshallah, I want to give you my interpretation of why Allah is so compassionate and why Allah is so generous. والله تعالى عالم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. The lecture, inshallah, on Sunday morning will be at 11 o'clock, inshallah.